Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Kings of the South podcast, the NFC South podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Corey. That's my man TJ right there. TJ, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? How's it
Man,
going?
yeah, long time no see, brother.
Yeah, man, it's been a hot minute. I ain't
Hey,
seen you in a
man.
minute. We ain't done a podcast in a minute,
I
so
know, man. Like, what are
just
the odds right when free agency hits, the day of free agency? I get COVID. I'm out, down for the count for like the next almost week. And then, right when I'm getting better, my family gets sick. So, yeah,
It's
man.
unfortunate. It's an awful experience, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it sucked. The suckiest part was I wanted to talk ball and I couldn't talk ball because, my nose sounded like this, and I couldn't talk, and I was blowing my nose every 20 seconds. So,
Super congested,
yeah.
yeah, for
So,
sure.
as the kids would say, we here now.
Yeah,
We
we here.
here now.
We
So,
made it. We made it,
yeah, man. So we're in the what? The second week of free agency,
Yeah, second week.
second wave, so to speak, and we're going to talk about, some of the moves that the teams in the NFC South has made. But before we do that, let's get into this message from our sponsor. We don't have one. So if you're interested in being our sponsor, hit us up, Kings of South Pod at gmail.com. Hit us up. Let us know something. We'll work with anything. Hey, you know what I'm saying? If you sell us socks, we'll sell the socks for you. Hot sauce, lotion, anything. Legal or illegal, let us know. But let's get into let's kick no let's kick it
Don't
off.
mind the adjustment. My bad,
Oh,
my
you're good,
bad.
you're
There
good, you're good.
we
Let's kick it off with the Kings of the South, man. They're having a really good offseason, man. They managed to re-sign Mike Evans and managed to re-sign Baker Mayfield to some pretty affordable deals. They managed to franchise tag, the second best safety in the league, depending on who you talk to. Yeah, they brought in Bryce Hall at corner. They managed to retain Greg Gaines. They traded Carlton Davis for a, what was it, third round pick? I believe it was a third or fourth. I think it was a third.
I want to say it was a day two pick.
Yeah, I think it was a third round pick.
Carlton Davis, I'll look.
Yeah, they're having a phenomenal off season. Some of the moves that they're making may not wow you if you're not a diehard. If you want to, if you're casual, which no disrespect to you. Some of the names you will not recognize, but they're gonna make.
Third round pick.
But they're gonna make an impact on Sundays. How do you feel about the Bucs draft class? I mean, I'm
Free
sorry,
agent class.
free agent class.
I like their moves, man. They were able to keep Baker. They re-signed Baker. They re-signed Mike Evans. Essentially, he's going to retire a Buccaneer. They've made some really solid additions. Overall, I wouldn't say they're like blowing people out of the water, but they've been very strategic with what they've done. And I think that was the whole point of their offseason, because a lot of people knew with their cap situation, it's not the greatest. So it's not like you're really trying to make some huge moves. They took care of their own players. They got rid of Shaq Barrett, so that's clearing cap space for the future. Carlton Davis's contract is a big trade for them, because maybe not an immediate impact for this year's cap space, but next year and the year after, that'll be free cap for them to use towards other positions.
And they also managed to bring home Jordan Whitehead, their former safety,
Yes, I
to the
really like that
Jets.
move. Yeah, they brought him back.
Brought him back home. That secondary should be pretty good, man. Should be really good. They also managed to, we're not gonna poo-poo Chase Edmonds around here. This is a Chase Edmonds friendly show. We show him love whenever. Keep getting them checks, my guy.
Oh yeah.
They managed to re-sign him. They managed to keep their the heart and soul of that defense, Levante David. So yeah, biggest
Yeah.
to the Bucks, man. I'm pretty sure they're not done yet. They're having a solid offseason so far. Next, let's get into the let's go Saints, man.
Yeah.
As a Panthers fan, I know you were disheartened to see at first. Not because of you lost out on a player. It's because of the trolling that happened before the player signed, and then the trolling that happened afterwards. For all of you don't know, Chase Young has signed a 1 year, fully guaranteed $13 million contract with the New Orleans Saints to be their start defensive end. And what really kicked it off was Chase Young agreed to take meetings with New Orleans and Carolina, and Cam Jordan, longtime hater,
Oh yeah.
went on Twitter and
Big
said,
time troller.
"Yeah, said pretty much, hey, you're not gonna sign with the Panthers. Go ahead and rush through that meeting so we can come on home to the Big Easy." And pretty much that's what happened. How do you feel about it?
Honestly, he wasn't at the top of my list among the pass rush free agents. I remember telling you last week it was DJ Wonnum and Clowney I was higher on than Chase Young. Just because, I mean, Young was younger, no pun intended, but he has struggled since his sophomore year in Washington to really like hit his stride. And he, ever since his ACL injury, he just hasn't been the same player. I felt like he was going to cost more money because he is younger. He was drafted number two overall, the year he was drafted. I felt like for our scheme and what we're looking for, long term, immediate scheme fit, I felt like DJ Wonnum was a perfect fit to our scheme. More power to the Saints. I mean, 13 million guaranteed. That's a lot for a guy who hasn't really done much since his second year in the league. So, I mean, good signing for them, I guess, but once again, we're back to having the conversation. The Saints keep on kicking the can. The Saints refuse to face a rebuild. At this point, they're kind of stuck with what they got. But this draft class was so deep at multiple positions. I don't know why they didn't just, draft guys. I don't know. I mean, Chase Young, he's 25. So, hey, maybe he'll turn into something. We'll see.
I'm very confused by the Saints. Not from the aspect of like I don't get their moves. It's just I have no idea. I have no earthly idea what they're gonna do in the draft because,
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll tell you what they should do.
They're not gonna do it though. They just signed Chase Young.
Can you tell our audience what you think I'm talking about or what
I
you know I'm talking about?
think you're gonna say defensive line.
Yeah.
I think they should too, but I think
They have a lot of old pieces on this defense, and I know they've been top 10, top 15 in the league the last 4 years on defense, but they're old. DeMario Davis, 35, Tyrann Mathieu, 32, Cam Jordan.
both of those players are entering the final year of their contract. They just gave them 2 year extensions.
Yeah.
So,
And the okay, so the other aspect of this too, before we move forward, a quarterback, man. I'm sorry, I don't believe in Derek Carr. I don't think Derek Carr is the answer for them long term. He's in his 30s. He's on a big contract. They can't really get out of that contract for like another year.
2 years because they restructured this year.
Yeah, I mean, unless you take a cap hit like the Broncos did with Russell Wilson, you can do that,
That will
but
bankrupt the team.
Yes, exactly. So my thing is, I just really don't know what that front office is doing anymore. They're not a championship contender. Chase Young was talking about how he wanted to go to a winning organization, a team who knows how to win. They haven't been to the playoffs in over 3 years. So
Oh.
what about them is telling you that
Oh.
they have a winning culture?
Oh. 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 Get it off your chest, big dog. Get it off your chest.
I'm just being honest. I'm not being a hater, because look, I'm a Panthers fan. At the end of the day, we're the worst team in the NFC South, and I'm not changing my stance on that until they show me otherwise. But for the Saints to sit there and Chase Young is like, "Oh, I want to go to a winning organization," you probably should chose a better choice of words, because the Saints haven't been a playoff team in 3 years. So let's keep it honest. Let's be upfront about it and not pretend like the Saints are a Super Bowl organization. They haven't won a Super Bowl since what, 2009, 2010?
Well, they just brought someone who was a core piece of a Super Bowl winning team the past 2 seasons. Linebacker Willie Gay signed a 1-year deal up
Yeah.
to $5 million.
You know
How
what's interesting?
I'm not even gonna act like I watch a lot of Kansas City games. I know I play Madden and I watch them when they play in the playoffs. Is Willie Gay good? I'm not trolling. I'm asking.
He's
Is he pretty
good.
good? Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I don't follow every Kansas City game, but he was definitely a great linebacker for Steve Spagnuolo's defense.
Yeah, I know he's athletic. I know he can run like the wind. I know he's a
He's a sideline to sideline guy for
yeah.
sure.
Okay, so that's kind of what they were missing. Like, I love DeMario Davis. He still can get it done, but you can tell he lost a step a little bit.
Oh
But
yeah, for sure.
I knew that aspect of Gay's game. I don't know the particulars. I don't know how good he is in man coverage. I don't know how he is at defending against the run. I don't know that much. I'm probably gonna, before the season start, start doing some scouting, man, because you got to know your enemies, Yeah, they also signed. Nathan Peterman, man. I don't know how he's getting it done, but the brother is getting it done. More power to him, man. He's getting them checks.
Don't know how. I don't know how.
My boy is keeping a steady gig in the NFL. And you know what? I ain't mad at you, brother. They go keep giving you checks, keep taking them, man. Do you, brother?
Yeah, man, that's the replacement for Jameis Winston.
Well, no, they got what's the kid they drafted last year who did them funny looking modeling photos? And I'm gonna put that into this now that I think about it. I'm gonna find those photos and I'm gonna put it into a montage for this. I can't remember his name, but they drafted him.
Have no
I
idea.
don't,
Ian
and I
Book.
yeah, honestly, I don't know. Ian Book got cut. I don't know who
Oh,
that is.
I
I don't care enough to go
don't know.
and look it up right now. So I'm just gonna show his photos. If you guys know who we're talking about, write his name in the comments. They also managed to sign Cedric Wilson of Cowboys and Dolphins lore. So
Essentially, he's replacing Michael Thomas for the time being, at least. Who's also still a free agent.
could they go wide receiver? I don't know
Yes.
what they could
Yes.
do. I honestly don't know. I
I
know
think at
that
this point, what sells tickets is offense, and I think they need offense. I say you go receiver.
at what 13? They picked 13.
No, because that's the
What's
Raiders.
the okay? What 14,
I
15,
think they're like at 15 or
15?
16.
Oh God! So you.
Yeah.
I know that was the spot many experts were projecting a pass rusher to go, but because they just signed Chase Young and they already invested so much money into that position group, you got Cam Jordan making good money. You got Curtis Granderson getting good money. Curtis Granderson, God bless it.
Carl
Carl Granderson. Curtis
Granderson.
Granderson is his brother who played baseball. He's not really his brother, he just played baseball. and yeah, I don't say you just gave Chase Young $13 million. So I don't know, man. But yeah, it's enough of the Saints. Let's get into your boys, man. The movers and shakers, man. The movers and shakers.
Hey man, I love what we've done. I love it. It's been strategic.
Well, let's give him a rundown. Let's give him a rundown. So
Yeah.
probably the blockbuster. Carolina Panthers traded away their star defensive end, Brian Burns, to
Yeah.
the New York Jets for a 2023 second rounder and a 2024 fifth rounder, correct?
So it's 2/5 and a second.
Well, y'all switch one.
Yeah. We swapped fifth rounders for this year, and then next year we gained a fifth, and then we got a second.
Second,
So,
okay. Yeah. So
yeah.
wow, we missed out on a lot, man. A lot happened last week.
Yeah, there's been a lot that's happened in Carolina and Atlanta. So when it comes to Brian Burns, I know people are, going back and forth on the compensation of the trade. You got to look at it from this standpoint. They waited too long to trade him. That's not Dan Morgan's fault. I don't care what anybody says. You can say, well, he was in the front office with Scott, but guess what? As a GM myself, the GM is the one who makes final decisions, not the AGM. And Scott had final say on what happened to Brian Burns, his contract situation, the compensation of trading people. Dan Morgan had nothing to do with that. But by the time Dan Morgan took over for Scott, it was already a lost cause because we're in a situation where we are finally committing to a full rebuild. This is an actual rebuild, the first full rebuild under David Tepper. And the reason I say that is because every season for the last 5 years, oh, we're only a couple pieces away from being a playoff team. No, you're not. You're not. And finally, this offseason, we just cleaned the slate. We got rid of veterans who had tons of starting experience, i.e., Hayden Hurst, Dante Jackson, Brian Burns. Luvu walked. He decided to go to Washington, even though we offered him more money. You also got rid of Bradley Bozeman. There's plenty of guys on this team that we got rid of that were veterans, a lot of starting experience on the defense and the offense. At the end of the day, it's a clean slate. With Brian Burns at this point, with the contract that he was wanting, you had to get what you could. No one's going to give you a first round pick for an edge rusher and have to pay him $30 million a year. There wasn't many teams out there that were interested in trading for him. So when you look at it in the grander scheme of things, people can argue it's a second round pick. It's a high end second round pick. You're still going to have first round players there at pick 39 when we pick. We have pick 33, which is ours, and then we have pick 39, which is the Giants. So there's going to be a lot of good players that we can pick, and you're going to have first round talents that fall.
I got a quote,
Now,
brother.
go ahead.
I don't think you're picking at 33 or 39.
Maybe.
I think you're moving up.
We'll see. I've thought about that because that fifth year option, I think teams value that. But Dan Morgan did say that he, unless something crazy happens, he doesn't plan on moving into the first round. He said that at the combine. So, I mean, GMs lie to you all the time, so you can't believe everything they say. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it would make sense. Fifth year option on any player you draft is very
Brian
important.
Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas would be a great addition. Also AD Mitchell. Big fan of both of those guys. And also don't rule out edge rusher and corner. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, it's a need now. It's definitely a
Yeah.
need.
Because the thing is, as of right now, Carolina has not picked up the fifth year option on JC Horn. He might play next season on the final year of his contract.
Yeah, I
And
think
that's
so.
something to pay attention to. As talented as JC Horn is, when he's on the field, he is one of the best corners in the league. The problem is, he has not stayed on the field his first 3 years of his career.
Yeah.
So with that said, I'm not ruling out Carolina trading into the first round to get a top corner.
Yeah, it should be some readily available towards the back end of the draft. Some drafts got Nate Wiggins falling out of the first round, so
And depending on how high you go in the first round, you could package just one of those second round picks and keep the later one. So give someone 33 and then other draft picks and keep pick 39. That's very possible. It just depends on how far you want to move up. That'll be the question. But
Yeah, let's get into some more of you guys off-season wheeling and dealing. Let's see. Let's start with the big boys. You gave the big boys some money, man.
oh
Robert
yeah,
Hunt out of my
let's talk about it, 'cause I
you
got
got some
some
takes.
I got some takes on it, but I also got some contract details.
Yeah.
So it was a 5-year deal worth up to 100 million, but 63 million is guaranteed. So you see 100 million, yes, but only 63 of it is guaranteed. He is a big man. He is 6'6", 330 pounds. He was 90% in pass block win rate last year. He's very good guard. He's great at run blocking. He's great at pass blocking. He is a brick wall. He stood beside Taylor Moton on the Panthers website. They posted a video. He makes Taylor Moton look small. Guys, Taylor Moton's like 6'4", 6'5". He's a big guy. But he looks small compared to Robert Hunt. Great signing. I love it. And then you add beside him on the opposite side, Damian Lewis from Seattle, another guard. All right. He's about 6'4", 320. Okay. He signed a 4-year deal, $53 million contract, 26.2 million guaranteed. So you're talking over 80 million in guaranteed money for both guards. I know some people on ESPN and NFL Network were criticizing it, which is ironic to me because when Kansas City did the same thing to protect Patrick Mahomes, people didn't bat an eye at it. But when Carolina does it to protect their franchise quarterback, we get criticized. I think that's a little ironic, but whatever. I love both signings. Those are my two favorite signings. Yeah. What do you think about it?
I think signing those guards is very indicative of what Dave Canales want to do. He said it. People thought he was joking. He thought, yeah, no, he's serious. He wants to pound the rock. He wants to run the ball. He got two plus run blockers in the interior. Do I believe they're great pass blockers? No, I think they're good enough. They're not
I think
terrible.
Robert Hunt is. I think Robert Hunt's the better pass blocker,
Yeah.
but yeah, Damian Lewis could continue. He's been projecting well the last 2 years.
He's not they're both, while I don't agree, while I don't think they're the best, they're definitely not the worst. They're definitely not the worst. You could do a lot worse than having them at guard.
Hey, we had Pat Elflein and Brady Christensen at guard at one point, okay?
We don't talk about
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
dark days, sir. yeah, Jalen Mayfield to me. So yeah.
Chandler Zavala from this past season.
Yeah, with his sick ass back, man. It's just he just can't stay healthy, man.
By the way, so in regards to the offensive line, since we're talking about it, so with that, the starting lineup is going to look like this. You're going to have Icky at left tackle, Damian Lewis at left guard. Austin Corbett is moving from right guard to center, so he will be starting at center next year. And I think he's in the final year of his contract as well. So look for Carolina to take either their second or third round pick and draft a center. I think we're going to draft a center pretty high because you have to plan for the future. Would you rather pay Austin Corbett after next season a big contract, or draft a center, develop him, and he's your starting replacement for Corbett when Corbett leaves? So you got Corbett at center, Robert Hunt at right guard, and then still the standing wall of right tackle with Taylor Moton, who has been Mr. Consistency. So offensive line wise, it looks great. Dan Morgan said at the combine, he said it at his presser, the most important part of the offensive line, especially for smaller quarterbacks, is the interior of the offensive line. What's the quickest way to get to the quarterback? It's not on the edge. It's in the center of the offensive line, the center position, the guard position. We'll see what Corbett does at center. Hopefully he does well. But guard was definitely a need this offseason, and I think they really nailed it.
Let's speed through the rest of these. Oh, how
Got to
do
talk about
we?
Deontay
Yeah, I
Johnson.
was about to say, how do we get to it? Traded, Dante Johnson or Jackson.
Dante Jackson for Deontay Johnson. Say
Johnson.
that three times
Yeah, I
fast.
know, right? I love the move, man. I
I
feel
love
like
it.
Deontay Johnson is a one of the better receivers you can have in the league. Is he a number one? We don't know because he wasn't given the opportunity to be number one. Whether it be terrible quarterback play or shiny new rookies coming in and taking the throne. So I love that move, man.
Yeah, I love it, man. And you swap six and sevens. We gave up a six, got a seven return, gave up Dante, got Deontay. That's so hard to say. He's on the last year of his deal. He's 27. He's one of the best separators and route runners in the league, and I hear that from everybody, not just me and you, but experts who actually do this for a living. He's one of the best playmakers at receiver in the league at a cheap cost, surprisingly. I did not expect us to be able to get him for so cheap.
Yeah, I love it. Now he is in the last year of his contract, so we'll see if he balls out and get an extension, which I'm sure Carolina would not mind paying because they need a receiver.
Yeah,
You see,
for sure.
also signed A'shaun Robinson, big man in the middle, defensive tackle. You
Scheme
got,
fit for Evero.
yeah, you got one of my guys who I would have loved to have in Atlanta, Jordan Fuller, safety from the Rams. Yeah, I like it. I like those two acquisitions.
Yeah, it was both scheme fits, both played with Evero in LA when he was with the Rams. And then, by the way, another mention, we did get rid of Von Bell, another veteran on the team that has a lot of starting experience. So, yeah, Jordan Fuller, man, great signing. It was a 1 year deal, so we'll see. Like I said, it's a rebuild year, so we'll see what happens, and hopefully the money is well spent on the guys they've signed.
Last but not least, man, let's get into my Falcons for the last couple of minutes. We ain't gonna touch on it too much because honestly, I've been down this road before. I'm not buying hype until I see it. My Falcons signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $180 million contract with $100 million fully guaranteed. $50 million signing bonus. If you look at the way the contract is structured, it is very cheap for the first 2 years. I believe his cap hits is 25 million. And then it balloons up after in the third year to I want to say 45. And then he has a 10 million. I won't get into the specifics. At first, as you know, I hated the move. Given a 36-year-old quarterback off a serious injury, money like that. I feel like it's not the best way to utilize your resources, but considering that for the past 2 years, we watched a quarterback throw a pass from his ass, and also the other quarterback have a 6-minute montage of all his turnovers from last season, currently trending on Twitter. I understand. I get it. I'm on board. I get it. I feel like this is a move to put the this is a move they believe that will put the rest of the NFC on notice. I'm not there yet. I need to see more. I need to see how the rest of the offseason turn out. But for the most part, I love the move. We also signed Darnell Mooney. We also traded Desmond Ridder for Rondale Moore, which a move I love, but you hate to see the Ridder era come to the end because he has talent, he has the potential to do it, but for whatever reason, he just can't stop giving away the football.
That's a quarterback killer for sure.
The rest of these guys, solid role players. I'm not gonna shout out Cordero Hodge, special team, of course, special team. Ray Ray McLeod, Charlie Warner, Storm Norton, Kentavious Street, and Liam McCollum. But when you think about Atlanta's free agent class, you don't think about those guys. You think about Kirk Cousins and Mooney and
Yeah.
Trey Moore. So that's what I want to spend the majority of the time on. I feel like we finally have something in the receiving game that we haven't had for so long, which is
Yeah.
deep speed. We lacked it. No one played us deep. No one cared. They jump routes because
Yeah.
they knew we didn't have deep speed. They jump everything underneath. So this should be a game changer for us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so when it comes to Kirk Cousins, money wise, it's a lot of money over the next 4 years, overall. Maybe not the first 2 years, but there is going to be questions. I mean, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket and say the Falcons are going to be the division winners because they still have to beat the Bucks. They have to take that title from the Bucks, I'll say. Bucks have been champs for the last, what, 3, 4 years? So it's going to be interesting, man. Kirk Cousins really has to show people that he can be consistent behind this offense because there is so many weapons. I would say better weapons than what he had in Minnesota to a degree. I know obviously he doesn't have a Justin Jefferson. I'm not going to disrespect Jefferson like that. Drake London is a great receiver, but he's not Justin Jefferson, let's be honest. But as far as Bijan Robinson, definitely the best running back that Kirk Cousins has had on paper, you know. It's all going to be centered around, can Kirk Cousins stay healthy? What will the offensive line play like? And most of all, what is Kirk Cousins going to be like mentally coming off of a serious injury? He's in a new city, a new team. It's going to be interesting to see what he does this year.
I agree. But I will say, if you give a quarterback $100 million guaranteed, we better win the division.
Better, yeah.
That's the starting point. We better win the division. So I trust you, Terry and Raheem and
Yeah.
Arthur. I trust you. Sometimes you know more than I do. So, not sometimes, all the time. So just hoping for a great season, man. And we want you guys to, how much time we got left? We got about what, 2 minutes? We got 2 minutes
2 minutes, 2 minutes.
left. I'm gonna give a down bad award, man. I'm gonna give one to your boy, Sean Payton, over there in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
He's a two-time winner of the down bad award. You played
That's.
yourself. You cut your starting quarterback, and now you're about to have to roll into the season with Jarrett Stidham. And I know people thinking, "Oh well, there's a draft. He can do it with the draft." That was before the JJ McCarthy steam picked up, and he is now pretty much a lock to go inside the first eight picks. And he, I know what
First
you think.
six for sure.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, Denver can trade up. Denver don't have a second round pick. Denver has a first, a third, a fourth, and I think a seventh. I think that's it.
Yeah.
You hate to see it. Sean Payton, man. He just,
Yeah.
firebombing every team every organization he goes to, tearing it down, trying to rebuild it. And you know what, Jim Harbaugh, you won't notice too, buddy. You about to get that Dow Bad Award soon. And you don't, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it. I don't
I
know.
feel bad for Herbert.
I don't want to get into it. But yeah, you're close. What you got, buddy?
Carolina fans, man, we just seem to be so negative, and we're getting a lot of bad publicity still from the media. Everybody's crapping on all of our signings. We're down bad right now, but we'll be back. Someone said on Twitter, we're the second saddest fan base in the NFL right now. So, yeah.
Right. It gets
I'll give some love to my Panther Nation.
well, folks, We gonna get out of here, but we promise you for real this time. For realsies,
Yeah,
you're gonna see more of us soon, all right? We promise. Continue to like, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Watch us on YouTube. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you get your podcast. Keep being locked in with us, folks. Till next time.
yeah.